M8 recording length 20 minutes and 22 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 8 star forming nebula M8, NGC 6523, an emission nebula, with open star cluster, type E, in Sagittarius Lagoon Nebula M8.jpg, right ascension 18.03.8, H:M, declination, 24.23, deg:M. Distance 5.2, Cli, visual brightness 6.0, Mag, apparent dimension 90x40, Arc Min, discovered by Hondrin at about 1654, the Lagoon Nebula Messier 8, Million 8, NGC 6523, is one of the finest and brightest star-forming regions in the sky. It is a giant cloud of interstellar matter which is currently undergoing vivid star formation, and has already formed a considerable cluster of young stars. This object has been discovered by Giovanni Battista Hondrin before 1654, and classified it as nebulosa, i.e. of intermediate brightness. It is his NOII.6. It was independently noted as a nebula by John Flamsteed about 1680, who catalogued it as his number 2446. Due to reasons which are not completely clear, at least to the present author H.F. Kennicle and Jones has supposed that Flamsteed may only have seen the cluster within this nebula, a view which we had formally adopted here. However, Flamsteed's position is close to that later determined by Messier and near the center of the nebula, while the young open cluster, which was later catalogued as NGC 6530, is situated, or at least centered, in the eastern half of M8. This object was again seen by Philippe Loise de Chasseau in 1746, who could resolve some stars and consequently classified it as a cluster. 1 year later, in 1747, it was observed by Guillaume Le Gentil, who found the nebula together with the cluster. Abbé Nicolas Louis de Lacaille has catalogued it in his 1751-52 compilation as Lacaille II.14. When Charles Messier catalogued this object on May 23, 1764, he primarily described the cluster, and mentioned the nebula separately as surrounding the star 9 Sagittarii. His original position is closer to the modern position of the cluster than to that of the nebula. Nevertheless, until recently, most sources identified only the nebula with Messier 8, a view we reject here. It is clear from Messier's description that he had found both the nebula and the cluster. William Herschel assigned separate catalog numbers to two objects within, or parts of, the Lagoon Nebula, HV.9, GC4363, and GC6526, and HV.13, GC4368, and GC6533, which are described as large and faint nebulae in the NGC. John Herschel eventually catalogued the open cluster NGC 6530 separately as H3725, GC4366. He has M8 as H3723, GC4361, and GC6523. According to Kennicle and Jones, the Lagoon Nebula has an apparent extension of 90x40 minutes of arc, which is 3x1 and 1/3 the apparent diameter of the full moon, and corresponds to about 140x60 light-years if our distance of 5200 light-years should be correct, which is a bit uncertain. Newer sources have 4850, Glenn Jones, 26500, but David J. Eichler gives the value of 5200 light-years, Eichler 1996. One of the remarkable features of the Lagoon Nebula is the presence of dark nebulae known as globules, Burnham, see expanded image, which are collapsing protostellar clouds with diameters of about 10,000 astronomical units. They can also be seen, along with other detail, in the DSSM image of M8. Some of the more conspicuous globules have been catalogued in E.E. Barnard's Catalog of Dark Nebulae, Barnard 88, B88. The comet-shaped globule extended north to south, up down, in the left half and near top of our image. Small B89 in the region of cluster NGC 6530, and long, narrow black B296 at the south edge of the nebula, lower edge of the image. According to David Eichler, the nebula has probably a depth comparable to its linear extension indicated above. Within the brightest part of the Lagoon Nebula, a remarkable feature can be seen, which according to its shape is called the Hourglass Nebula. See our detailed photos. This feature was discovered by John Herschel and occurs in a region where a vivid star formation process appears to take place currently. The bright emission is caused by heavy excitation of very hot, young stars. The illuminator of the hourglass is the hot star Herschel 36, Mag 9.5, spectral class 07. Closely by this feature is the apparently brightest of the stars associated with the Lagoon Nebula, 9 Sagittarii, Mag 5.97, spectral class 05, which surely contributes a lot of the high energy radiation which excites the nebula to shine. As published in January 1997, the Hubble Space Telescope has been used to study the Hourglass Nebula region in the Lagoon Nebula M8. The Lagoon Nebula is a magnificent object for the amateur astrophotographer, as Brad Wallace and Robert Proden have demonstrated with their outstanding images, and Dr. Angelko Glivar with his photos taken through a Celestron 8, the Young Open Cluster and GC6530 associated with the Lagoon Nebula M8 was classified as of Trumpler type II 2 meters N. CEG the Sky Catalog 2000, meaning that it is detached but only weakly concentrated toward its center. Its stars scatter in a moderate range of brightness. It is moderately rich, 50-100 stars, and associated with nebulosity, certainly, with the Lagoon Nebula, as the light of its member stars show little reddening by interstellar matter. This cluster is probably situated just in front of the Lagoon Nebula. Its brightest star is a 6.9 mag hot 05 star, and Eichler gives its age as 2 million years. Waldemar Gertz mentions this cluster as containing one peculiar of star, an extremely hot bright star of spectral type O with peculiar spectral lines of ionized helium and nitrogen, the nebula's faint extension to the east, top in our image, but beyond, has an O-Night number, Eich 4678. M8 is situated in a very conspicuous field of the Sagittarius Milky Way. Another capture from the DSSM shows the Lagoon Nebula M8 and Trifid Nebula M20, plus the rich star field and faint nebulae surrounding them. We have also more images of the region of M8 and M20, which sometimes also include the nearby open star cluster M21, Messier 8 observations and descriptions cluster and GC6530 discovered by Flamsteed about 1680, Lagoon Nebula discovered by LeGentil in 1747, Messier, M8, May 23, 1764 8 17 849 meters 58 s, 267 D29, 30, 24 D21, 10. A cluster which appears like a nebula in an ordinary telescope of 3 feet Florida, but with an excellent instrument, one perceives nothing but a large number of small stars. Near this star cluster is a fairly bright star, surrounded by a very faint glow. This is 9 Sagittarii, of 7th mag. According to Flamsteed, this cluster appears an elongated shape, extended due SW, between the arc of Sagittarius and the foot of Ophiuchus. Diom 30. Handwritten remark, Lacaille has it, Membacid for 1771, p438-439, first Messier catalog. I also have determined, in the same night May 23-24, 1764, the position of a small star cluster which one sees in the form of a nebula, if one views it with an ordinary non-achromatic, refractor of 3 feet Florida. But when employing a good instrument one notices a large quantity of small stars. Near this cluster is a rather brilliant star which is surrounded by a very faint light. This is the 9th star of Sagittarius, of 7th magnitude. According to the catalog of Flamsteed, this cluster appears in an elongated shape which extends from northeast to southwest. I observed its position during its passage of the meridian, comparing it with the star Delta Sagittarii. And I determined its right ascension is 267 D29, 30, and its declination is 24 D21, 10, south. This star cluster could have an extension, from northeast to southwest, of about 30 minutes of arc, p455, 1764.may.23, raw, 267.29.30, dec, 24.21.10.8, diom. 0.30, cluster of stars between the O of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus. This cluster contains the star of 7th magnitude, 9 Sagittarii, according to the catalog of Flamsteed, Flamsteed, number 2446, several times, H. Kelbrit I, 33, 34, II, 48, 532, 533, around 1680, nebulosa antecedent Marcum, nebulosity preceding the arc of Sagittarius, Dichaso, DCH number 8, another one cluster, in the bow of Sagittarius, observed by the same Flamsteed, as the double cluster H plus cheaper, Legenal 1749, Mars Serenitual Beulus, Memoir of a Nebulous Star, presented December 3, 1749, Cephetra, Volume II, p. 137-144, here p. 142-3, the first nebula, is between the left heel of Serpentarius Arcticus, and the bow of Sagittarius, to the west of a star cluster which is located in this place in the sky, and which appears the same at eyesight, rather resembling the nebula of Cancer Praesepe, M44. That nebula has exactly the shape of an equilateral triangle, a bit elongated, and the turning point to the southwest. I have observed it with a refractor of 18 to 20 feet Florida, and it always appeared to me nebulous and transparent. It touches with its base a rather beautiful star, seen in the refractor, and which is the brightest of all those which compose the star cluster I have mentioned. The right ascension of this star is for the beginning of 1748, 266 D 44, 22, 17 846 meters 57s, its southern declination, 25 D 8, 10, its ecliptical longitude, 26 D 45, 00, and its southern ecliptical latitude 1 D 30, 00, 1759. Remarks Sir Lesetoile Beulus's Remarks on the Nebulous Stars, presented July 26, 1758, Mimbacad, 1759, p. 453-471, here p. 454, First, the cluster of stars which is in the Milky Way near the bow of Sagittarius, near the ecliptic, and in which I discovered in 1747, a small nebulosity resembling the tail of a comet. This cluster of stars appeared to me very numerous, but I had sufficient difficulty to distinguish the nebulosity, because it appeared very dim, when on the contrary I used the refractors of 12 and a 5 feet focal length only. It appeared very similar to the more transparent and the more whitish places of the Milky Way. Lacaille, Lacaille.13, 17:48:41, 24:20:15, three stars enclosed in a drag of a nebula parallel to the equator, 1763, observed on April 6, 1752, Bode 44, Bode 45, Bode 49, Bode 44, small stars close together in a nebula, Bode 45, a nebula, Bode 49, three small stars with a nebula, Koeller, Koeller number 3 not far from the preceding M28, in 26 deg SGR, 266 D, and 0 D 45, southern latitude, is a double star cluster, around which in the 3-foot ion refractor, under clear air, a sort of pale glowing is noted. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 651-1784, May 22, SW 223, LEPB broad, large, extended, elongated, pretty bright, broad. The nebulosity of the milky kind, there are some PB pretty bright stars in it, but they seem to have no connection W3 with it, being of very different sizes, magnitudes, and colors, and resembling the other stars that are everywhere scattered about in this neighborhood. This is probably the star surrounded with nebulosity mentioned by Messier. There is indeed one of the stars which are in the nebula that is somewhat larger, brighter than the rest, and may be the only one he saw. The nebula follows 51 not here G32.4 in time and is 35 more south. John Herschel, 1847. H3722 equals M8, sweep 453, May 13, 1834, Ra 17 853 meters 25.1s, NPD 114 D 21 meters 0s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, ~6 meters, AC 2074, within the arch of the Great Nebula M8, a star of 6th MGNITUDE, AC 2074, within the arch of the Great Nebula M8, Sweep 474, July 29, 1834, Ra 17 853 meters 27.6s, NPD 114 D 21 meters 4s, 1830.0, a noble nebula, to be monographed. The star taken is AC 2074 = 9 Sagittarii 7 meters. It is followed by the great cluster VI.13, of which with the nebula fills many fields, a noble nebula, to be monographed. The star taken is AC 2074 = 9 Sagittarii of 7th magnitude. It is followed by the great cluster of William Herschel, class VI, very compressed and rich star clusters close square bracket .13, of which with the nebula fills many fields, Sweep 793, June 27, 1837, Ra 17 853 meters 30.1s, NPD 114 D 21 meters 13s, 1830.0, superb nebula, the star a taken, see place I fig 1, a collection of nebulous folds and matter surrounding and including a number of dark, oval vacancies and, in one place, coming to so great degree of brightness as to offer the appearance of an elongated nucleus, superimposed upon this nebula and extending in one direction beyond its area, is a fine and rich cluster of scattered stars which seems to have no connection with it, as the nebula does not, as in the region of Orion, show any tendency to congregate about the stars. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4361 = H 3722 = M8, Ra 17 855 meters 17.9s, NPD 114 D 21 meters 15.3s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, 8 if, with LCL 8 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, Monday. Magnificent, very bright, extremely large, extremely irregular figure shape, with large cluster. Remark, Monday. Monographing, frequently observed for the purpose of exact delineation, GC 4366. GC 4366 = H 3725, Ra 17 856 meters 6.0s, NPD 114 D 19 meters 58.9s, 1860.0, CL, B, L, Price, FL Neb P2 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, cluster, bright, large, pretty rich, following east of, a large nebula M8. Which is proceeding west of it, drier, and GC 6523 = GC 4361 = H 3722, Lac II.13, M8, Ra 17 855 meters 6s, NPD 114 D 22.8 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, 8 if, with LCL, equals M8 magnificent, very bright, extremely large, extremely irregular figure shape, with large cluster. Remark, figure in CGHJH 1847, plate I, fig 1, and GC 6530, and GC 6530 = GC 4366 = H 3725. Ra 17 856 meters 6s, NPD 114 D 20.0 meters, 1860.0, CL, B, L, Priv, FM8 cluster, bright, large, pretty rich, following east of, M8. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Hubs, number 13, part 1, P9. 42, and GC 6523, RA = 17:58, Deck equals 24:23. PUBL, Lycabs, Volume VIII. Plate 56. M8. The Great Diffuse Nebula City in Sagittarius. Very bright, and of wonderfully intricate structure. Covering an area of at least 50 × 36.0 sn. Content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.